Now, the Pietermaritzburg High Court has set aside the 30th of this month for KwaZulu-Natal ANC Provincial Executive Committee and the so-called rebels who took them to court for oral presentations. This follows a decision by the PEC to appeal the High Court judgment, which rendered their victory during the conference null and void. The Provincial Executive Committee's decision to appeal the judgment has been backed by President Jacob Zuma and other members of the party's National Executive Committee. I'm joined on the line by the ANC councillor and one of the chief applicants in the High Court case against the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, Dr. Lawrence Dube. Dr. Dube, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Evening. How are you, ma'am?
I'm very well, thanks. Dr. Dube, now, initially this matter was set down for, I think it was the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. The matter has now been set aside for the 30th. Just factually, give us the information that is at hand. My understanding is that the structure that still calls themselves the PEC, despite the ruling, has decided to appeal. You are, of course, going to the court to get what is called an enforcement order, which is essentially asking the court to enforce the High Court decision pending the outcome of the appeal. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. Look, the situation here is that we've got people who are playing time.
Yeah.
They're just playing time. They are just afraid to be out of office because they know that that will be the end for them.
Now, I wanted to just check. I mean, we understand the issue of the appeal. Their argument has been made very clear. What is the argument for you bringing the enforcement order?
The reason why we bring the enforcement order, that is the execution order, is that we don't see any reason for them to be in office. I mean, the reasons that we advance on the original affidavit, they still hold. We believe that the ANC constitution was not regarded. It was disrespected. People decided to do things that are wrong. Look, the court found or rather supported our argument. That is why at the end of the day, that conference was declared unlawful and void.
Now, the attempt to appeal, as you correctly say, is aimed at delaying matters. What I want to understand, Dr. Dube, is how does the fact that this PEC, that its legal status is ambiguous, impact on the branch general meetings that are being held at the moment and the preparations to get nominations going? How does it impact in terms of its legitimacy? Because that process needs provincial executive committee architecture to come out of the branches.
That is the reason we try to speed up the whole processes. And unfortunately, the justice system also is somehow, but nevertheless, we are in a democracy. The way these people are running the BGMs is so shocking. You go to Etegwini region, you go to Moses Mabhida region, where you've got predominantly NDZ supporters. That's where the problem is. They just manipulate branches. Branches actually don't sit. People get attendance registers being signed at their homes, in the garages, petrol stations. Many meetings don't correlate, and that is a fact. But because the leadership of the region is the one that supports these appellants, PEC, they do as they wish. Why I'm saying that is go to regions where in this appellant PEC has got no support. You find that things have been done in order. Everything, BGMs correct, they sit properly. And you actually even look at the statistics in terms of the numbers that we receive. You find that where in NDZ has more supporters, CR17 is following. The margin is not so great as in regions like Etegwini, where you find statistically there's only one CR17 branch, a branch that is nominated as Cyril Ramaphosa's list. as compared to the one that is for NDZ. You find the margins are too high. It's about 60 branches to one. Whereas in these other regions wherein they are not predominant, you find that, you know, it is about 20, 12. When CR has got 20, the other one has got 5. You know, that is what I'm trying to portray here, that they manipulate the systems. They do literally wrong things. They do them. And now, they defend them, you know.
Now, Dr. Dube, what I want to ask is, the process obviously has to come to an end soon. We've got under 50 days before the national conference sits. If you don't get relief, does that mean you will interdict the elective conference of the ANC, you know, prior to its sitting on the 16th of December?
No, we will get the relief. The 30th will definitely get the relief. Let me just explain something here. There's something that I heard, that our law, our legal team is not prepared. That is not true. Our legal team has been prepared since we started this case. We launched our papers, if you remember well, on the 10th of October.
Yes.
29 days after that, it is only when they filed their response. And we were prepared to respond to them by tomorrow, so that on the 13th we go head on with the case. Then they come again. They say to the judges, "No, but the time is too short for us to read the papers." I mean, meaning they are preempting that they may not be understanding our response. You see, that we'll be sending by tomorrow. But nevertheless, we are sending the response by Tuesday, the 14th. And we were hoping that by the 18th, at least we'll get the date. But only to find that their legal team start playing tricks again. No, we are not available and all that. Just buying time, expanding this whole process up until we get the 30th. No, I don't think that will go beyond the 30th, because on the 30th, the guarantee that was given to us is that the execution order, together with the leave, their leave to appeal, will be dealt with simultaneously.
All right, that we will leave it. Dr. Lawrence Dube, ANC counselor and one of the chief applicants in the High Court case against the provincial leadership of KwaZulu-Natal.